Tantor Audio presents Tasty, The Art and Science of What We Eat by John McQuaid. Narrated by Tom Perkins. Chapter 1. The Tongue Map. Early in his psychology career, Edwin Garrigues Borings often used himself as a guinea pig. As a graduate student at Cornell University in 1914, he swallowed feeding tubes to measure how his esophagus and stomach responded to different foods, and sliced a nerve in his own forearm in order to document its gradual regrowth. In 1922, just before Borings was to start a teaching job at Harvard, he was struck by a car on a rainy night. He lay in a hospital bed for 6 weeks with a fractured skull and short-term memory loss, forgetting his conversations with visitors within a few minutes. After he recovered, Borings used this experience to analyze the nature of awareness, pondering whether someone living in an eternal present was truly conscious. This hands-on sensibility helped make Borings one of the 20th century's most influential psychologists. It wasn't by virtue of any single theory or discovery, though he did popularize a minor curiosity, the Borings figure, an optical illusion in which a slight shift in perspective flips the image of an old woman's face, as perceived by the eye and the mind, to that of a young woman's head. Instead, Borings made his mark by changing the popular conception of psychology itself. When his career began, the field was a hodgepodge of disciplines, equal parts philosophy, therapy, and lab experimentation, each with its own approach and terminology. From his influential